Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everyone. Again, this is Leona Brando from New Vision Organization and online Blog Talk Radio, Shedding Light. We were to have a guest on with us today, but apparently it's been canceled. I don't know when we will be rescheduling, if we will be. But anyway, I'm going on with the show because there is so much to talk about, so much to talk about with what's going on in this country, what's going on around the world, and what's going on in our penal system. So we'll start this afternoon with discussion on the latest, with the criminal justice policy that has been actually put in place in a lot of the other states, now is being discussed in Massachusetts. One of the things that we want to discuss as well is some of the things that are going on in the prisons today with the lies, the deception, the corruption, the abuses that are going on, the deprivations, provocations. There is so much going on in the prisons today, and we need to actually start looking at some of these things and making more of an issue about it because enough is not being done. We have people that are advocates that are coming together, and I'm hoping that it'll be even greater than it has been because everyone sometimes goes off in their own different direction when we know that the problems in the prisons across the country are all the same. Even though prisoners are being stereotyped, they're all locked up. They all need that support. You know, a lot of them are being deprived of, you know, going and getting programs that they need to work on, the medical issues, the work programs that they have within the prison system. And a lot of them are being denied. Some of them are being allowed to do certain things, whereas others are not. So we need to look at some of these issues, too, and we all need to come together to try to get it right because some of these people will be back in the communities, and without that rehabilitation, without the reform, then there's not going to be much progress. We need to start looking at helping these prisoners while they are inside, and although the media has a difficult time getting into the prisons to actually evaluate and see what's actually going on with prisoners, we can help because we are advocates, and we need to start writing to these media outlets. We need to start exposing. We need to start disclosing. Unfortunately, on Facebook, I've been blocked for the time being. I don't know if that's permanent or what. But they say the truth hurts. And unfortunately, there is so much going on that needs to be exposed. And it's that simple. People need to contact the media. People need to let them know what's going on, especially advocates, especially people that have loved ones inside. But advocates know. Politicians, a lot of them know what's going on, and yet they're not talking. And this is a big problem. We need to get more talk out there. We need to get more people involved. And we need to put pressure on these politicians who are weak. And there are many that are too afraid of losing votes to actually admit that there are problems within the penal system. We have children out there who have parents in prison. We have mothers and fathers who have sons and daughters in prisons, nieces and nephews in prisons. And there are politicians, there are government leaders that have loved ones that have committed crimes. They're not in prison. And what is the difference? The difference is money and power. And these are the things, too, that we need to expose. We need to bring these things out because everyone has the same kind of heart. Everyone bleeds the same. Everyone hurts the same. And when you hear of politicians getting away with things and getting their loved ones away with things and getting their friends out of messes, we need to look at these things, and we need to hold them accountable. It's not right, it's not fair, and there's too much of this going on in the country, and we need to do something about it. And rather than everybody liking when people post, they need to share as well. They need to comment as well. These are things that we have a right to do in this country. Freedom of speech. We have people that are being penalized and punished and called terrorists when they speak out. The football player, when he kneels, that's his expression. That's his way of protesting. And yet, he's being called Obama or Bin Laden. These are the things that don't make sense. We have white supremacists out there going into the communities, expressing their opinions, inciting hatred and violence, and yet you have somebody that's kneeling instead of standing to a flag, and he gets called a terrorist. These are only some of the issues going on in this country today, and people need to wake up, because this was once a beautiful country, the United States of America. It's representatives from every country in the world. And you don't need to be a terrorist to express your opinion of what's going on. And the penal system needs to change. Too many people have been hurt. We know prisoners need to serve their time. A crime has been committed. They need to serve their time. But they do not need to be punished on top of punishment. They do not have to be provoked and harassed and denied and refused and all of these things that they're entitled to. A lot of prisoners are willing to pay out of their own monies or their help with the, from the families to do certain things with education, to do certain things with even getting magazines and books. And sometimes they don't even receive the subscriptions that are put out there for them to receive these things. And it's unfortunate because the prison or the Department of Corrections around the country, they complain about the funding and not having enough. Well, where is the funding going? Because most prisoners, their families or loved ones, or other loved ones or friends or whatever, are sending them money, and they're not getting the proper food. They're feeding on fattening foods to make it look like they're eating right, but who is getting the good food? Who is getting all the benefits of the funding that's being put in the prisons? This is a question that needs to be answered, and unfortunately, somebody or some people have to be held accountable for these as well. Prisoners are having to pay in many cases. They're paying for the barbershop, the haircuts. They're paying for the medical. They're paying for a lot of things. And if that's the case, what is all this money that is disappearing? Where is it going? And unfortunately, in this day and age, there's very little accountability anywhere because of the leadership. And I don't know when that's going to change, but it is as though you turn the television on and you're hearing the same old things every single day, every single time you change a channel. There is nothing on television anymore but repetitive things. And when I want to watch the news, we're living in an entirely huge, huge world, and you hear the same news every day. We're not hearing the different news. I mean, Trump. You know, it's repetitive. Either, as they say, get off the pot, because there is something that we need to hear about other than Trump. And we're not hearing about anything that's being done in this country because the media is overloading everyone with concerns about this man. We're not concerned about this man right now. We want to see changes. And if it doesn't come by him, it'll come by the next one that runs against him and gets chosen. But in the meantime, we need to look at some serious issues ourselves, because if our government's not doing it, then we need to try to do something about it. Coming together in unity to improve the communities, to go for this prison reform and try to see what we can do to change it, to make it better, to hold people accountable. We are the people. We are the government. The government consists of the people, and yet everyone is leaving it up to someone else to try to resolve the issues that are out there. We are all human beings. We need to come together in unity. We need to unite to do some good things. Everywhere around us is becoming more and more dysfunctional, more and more sorrowful, chaotic. And it needs to change. I listen to people all the time. I listen to them talking about minor things, things that don't even make sense sometimes, being a big issue. When there are people that are dying, that are committing suicide, that are in the hospital seriously ill, that are contemplating suicide, that are depressed, people that are just crying out for help. The Good Samaritan. We need to be able to help others. We need to be able to be there for them. And our guest who was supposed to be on today, the community activist, was talking the last time we had her on the show about the struggles, turning struggles into strategies. And that's what we need to do. We need to take the struggles of the world today and we need to turn them into strategies. We need to figure out ways that we can actually make a difference. There's a lot of prisoners who are incarcerated who were either wrongfully convicted, who were in prison for self-defense, who were in prison for DUIs, causing someone's death because they were too intoxicated or too under the influence of something to prevent hitting someone and killing someone. We have prisoners that are first-time offenders, prisoners that are first-time offenders of a fatality, committed a crime when they were seriously, seriously distraught, seriously depressed. And we know sometimes people, when they're seriously depressed, can do one of two things. They can commit suicide or they can do a homicide. We never know which way it's going to turn. And then there are people that are out there in prison who may be serial killers. They are seriously ill. These people really, really need help. Because somewhere along the line, whether it be from serious tortures and abuses when they were children or whatever, I don't know. But I know that they are seriously ill. So what are we doing with all these people in prison? When all that money, all that funding can be used for establishing healthy and successful rehabilitative programs, long-term residential treatment programs with nurses and doctors, with psychiatrists and psychologists, with even security or police officers or guards, but in a different facility where there is hope for rehabilitation, where there is hope for success, and where the money is not being wasted. Think about it. Long-term residential facilities are just the same almost as being in prison, but it's more humane. It's more humane. It gives the prisoners who are in these facilities a feeling of hope, a feeling that their issue, whatever it was that caused them to be incarcerated, is being worked on. They're getting help. They're getting compassionate help. They're not being mistreated. They're not being bullied. And there's so much bullying going on in the prisons, just as there are in the schools. And people are so upset with the bullying that's going on in the schools, what these kids are going through. And yet it's the same thing in the prisons. It's almost like people that are against abortions, people that are pro-life for children, for babies, and yet are anti-life for people when these very babies, when they get older and they commit a crime and they want the death penalty or to throw them away for life behind bars, never to be remembered again. I think that's hypocritical because if I'm going to be anti-abortion, I'm going to be anti the death penalty and anti-life without parole or life. You want to save a baby at one end and you want to kill that baby when they get older at the other end. It doesn't make sense. People in this country have to wake up. And when you think about all the terrible disasters, the wars, all the painful things that have happened in other countries, people are getting killed every single second of the day. They're going through hell and back, unnecessarily bombing one another. And yet you don't hear it on the news every single day, every single hour. These people know there's going to be more to come. So they brush themselves off somehow and they move on. The media knows that we're living in a world and each country is like a pebble on a beach. There is so much to report. There is so much going on. And yet, this country focuses on the same old, as if there is nothing else to talk about. There are issues not only in the prisons, in the streets. In the streets. And another thing, taking sides is something the media does, which really upsets me. Because media reporting should be just that. Report the news and move on. And then you have these media, these reporters on the news that are trying to act like actresses and actors. They don't need to look all pretty. They don't need to look all sophisticated. All they need to do is report the news instead of taking comments and making something out of nothing. They don't report the injustices as much as they should. They report injustices when somebody, in a response to injustice, does something wrong. But what about the people sometimes that cause that person to do something wrong? What about those people either in uniform, those people with titles, those people with power? Those are the people that the media does not want to talk about. Because they're trying to be like the Jones. A true journalist, a true reporter, is going to report news. They're going to report the injustices, whether it be from a prisoner or from a citizen or from someone in power. They're going to report news that reflects everyone, because no one in this world is perfect. No one is perfect. And then people don't ask questions. Sometimes they see things on the media. They see things on the internet. They see things on the television about a person. And they don't even know if it's that true or not, because there's always, as I say all the time, there's more sides to a story than what's told or what's seen. But whatever is seen on the internet, on the television, people need to get it right before they start judging or before they start assuming. And the media has a habit, too, of reporting news before they get all the facts. I listened to, when they had that hurricane, I listened to the media, and some of them were saying there were, 20 people, 1 minute was killed, and the next minute there were 18, and the next minute they didn't have any news at all on it. They were assuming because they were told they didn't get all the information. Myself, if I'm going to report something, I'm going to make sure I have all the facts before I report it. And I mean facts. Because sometimes what they get is not always what is true. So many people are suffering because of assumptions. So many people are suffering because of discrimination. And when I say discrimination, I don't only mean color. I mean discrimination between social statuses. The prominent against the lower class or the middle class. You know, these are things that everybody needs to think about. I don't know who everyone's trying to impress. I'm not looking to impress anyone. Maybe that's why I am blocked from Facebook. I am not trying to impress anyone. What I am trying to do is to state my opinion, to state my concerns, and to figure out ways to help resolve issues. And I don't resolve issues by going with the multitude to do evil, whether that evil be of misjudging someone or purposely misjudging someone or judging someone because I don't think that they're up to par or whatever the case may be. Again, everyone is insecure in this world, because if they're not insecure, they're going to be out there. They're going to be voicing their opinion. They're going to be trying to make change, not just liking something that's posted on the internet or on Facebook. You know, not just sending a lot of videos, jokes around, because no one needs jokes. We're in a very disastrous state in this country and around the world. No one needs jokes. What they need is to have some concerns, some compassion, you know, some comfort, some hope. Get out of that helpless and hopeless state. There's too much injustice going on, and there's too many struggles. We need to unite for change. We need to get it right. There's no role models for these young people anymore. And most prisons that are almost overpacked, most of these prisons are housing prisoners in their 40s and 50s who went in when they were in their teens and 20s, early 20s, mid-20s. And these are people that maybe didn't have fathers, maybe didn't have siblings, maybe didn't have parents at all. Maybe they grew up on the streets. Maybe they struggled in school. And another thing is when these kids do, when they have enough sense after graduation to go on to college, their minds are still young. They should still be considered in that same category as an 18-year-old because they are so much under stress. School is a stressful situation, especially in nowadays with all the things that they're trying to push and instill in the minds of these students. These kids cannot be kids anymore. They grow up too fast. And when they go to college, even in elementary school, they teach them, from what I understand this, they're teaching them algebra. They're teaching them the things that I didn't even need to have when I graduated. They're teaching them how to use calculators instead of using pens and paper, pencils and paper. They're teaching them how to do all these things that an adult does. And if that's not stressful, I don't know what is, because even the adults are finding they cannot deal with it. There are so many adults that have gone off, that have lost their minds because of all the stress they're going through. And yet they're pushing this on the kids, on the adolescents, high school, college students. I mean, years ago, too, if a kid dropped out of school, they could join the military. They made something. I know so many people that dropped out of the school in the 11th grade, went into the military, and ended up coming out as sergeants, as captains. And yet now they can't even do that. You have to be a high school graduate or a college student to even go in the military. And another thing is the pressure that's put on people if they disagree with someone that's not constantly talking about the flag. The flag is if you worship anything too much, it becomes an idol. And we want to look at the flag as a flag of dignity, yes, but not one that's going to cause people to fight and divide and kill over it. There's been too much killing in the world today. So I hope everyone will listen to this. Because what I'm saying is, and it may sound like just rattling on, but these are the things we have to look at. And color, I mean, what does color have to do with a human being? If people even searched and read the Bible, they would know it all goes right back to the very beginning. The same DNA. Everyone's DNA goes back to the same place. And for those of you that are atheists and don't believe in God, well, let me tell you something. There is a God. And there's so many things that are unexplained. And even scientists no longer can explain half of the things or three-quarters of the things that they used to be able to explain. They can't understand a lot of the things that have gone on. And just because it hasn't happened yet, like the days of Noah, it's going to happen, and we can see it with the changes in the weather. We can see it with the changes in the hearts of man. We can see it with the wars. We can see it with the confusion, the chaos. Things that are happening that we never thought would happen across the country, across the world. Hot heat in places that are icy cold. Sharks, whales coming to the shore because the water is so warm. Dying on the shore, dying in the water, shark attacks. They've had them on Cape Cod. They've had a few of them so far. And another thing, speaking of sharks, these movies that people put out, these producers put out to make money, Jaws 1, Jaws 2, Jaws 3, well, now Jaws is happening on Cape Cod, and it's going to happen around the country. And people, these producers, take the pain, sorrow, and suffering of individuals in this country and around the world, people that have gone through hell because they've lost loved ones, because they've been in wars, because there's been so many killings, so many violence, and they make movies about it. What's the purpose? So these young kids can see it and go out and do the same thing, and that's exactly what's happening in the schools. That's exactly what's happening in the streets. So keep going for the greed, you famous people, you people that are so invested in power and greed. You keep making the movies, producing these big organizations, these big corporations. Keep going for it, because the more the money, the worse you're making this country and the world. The more you're infecting the people, the more you're infesting everything, the more harm you're causing, the more division you're creating, the more hate, the more wars, the more loss of hope, the more helpless, the less leadership, the more weak government. And the more possibility of all of us being attacked, because we have a country we're living in that's its own battlefield. And other countries will see it, and other countries will plan and plot. Just because we can't get it together, just because we can't help one another, we can't make positive decisions. Because it's all about money, it's all about fame, it's all about power. Now, getting back to prison reform, we need to look at these prisoners and we need to give them a second chance. Prison is serving life and life without parole, because they don't need to be there. There are so many corporations out there that could be using that money and making money to establish long-term residential treatment programs. And I'm not talking a week or two or a year or two. I'm talking about 10 years, even 15 years, to really, really rehabilitate and heal these prisoners, whether they be men, women, adolescents, whether they be of any race, of any age. To establish these facilities for substances, for mental illnesses, for people that made one mistake because at the time they were suffering from a mental illness, severe depression, severe stress caused by whether it be all the education that has been pushed on them, whether it be from overworking, whether it be from toxic relationships, whether it be from abuses as a child or as an adolescent, as a toddler, as an adult, whether it be domestic violence. And another thing about domestic violence, that can go both ways. Men can be abused just as much as women, and women can be abused just as much as men. And as I say, a lot of these good men get bad women, and a lot of these bad women get good men. But these are the things that happen. So we need to keep everything in prayer, and we need to really come together and consider helping one another. Let that be an open discussion. When you're home, when you're out with friends, when you're in the community, when you visit with your loved ones in prison or in school or wherever it may be, share the love and compassion. And no matter what they've done or what they may be doing, support them. Support them in every effort. Help them to know that there is love out there, because so many of them now have lost that hope and feel that they are worthless, that they are nothing. Give them love. Give a friend love. Talk to a stranger if you're around other people. There's no risk at that. Just to say hello. Just to say it's a nice day. How are you? Whatever it may be. And I'm going to sign off for now. I hope you all will show some love. Peace and out.